Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Emily.
Hey, Emily, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Yeah, I kind of need help finding something out. It has to do with my boyfriend.
Okay, what is the boyfriend's name?
Aiden.
Okay, what are we trying to find out?
So, I went to Myrtle Beach last weekend for a bachelorette party, and, you know, I had talked to Aiden before I left and everything, and he mentioned that he left his phone charger over at my apartment, so basically, when I was there, I texted my roommates and told him that he was coming over on Saturday to pick it up. And, you know, whatever. Everything was cool. So fast forward to Monday night. I am coming home from work and I'm walking into my building. And one of my neighbors is like, hey, did your boyfriend's car get broken into on Saturday night? And I'm like, no, he wasn't here on Saturday night. And she just like kind of gave me this confused look and was like, oh, I could have sworn I saw him leaving your place on Sunday morning and a bunch of our cars got broken into, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Did she think your boyfriend was breaking into everybody's cars or something?
No. I don't think so. But, like, the whole I saw him leaving your place on Sunday morning thing was kind of what threw me off, you know? So I did go to my roommates and, you know, I asked if he came over on Saturday and they were both just like, yeah, he was here for a minute. And then they like kind of had this weird look when they said it. Like, I don't know how to describe it. But it was like the whole vibe was just very uncomfortable.
Okay. But did you ask him about it?
Yeah. No, I was like, hey, did you get your phone charger? Okay. And he was like, yeah, but that was it.
Okay, so what are we trying to figure out today, then? If your boyfriend came over to your apartment while you were gone?
Well, no, because I already know he came over when I was gone, but I want to know why my neighbor would say that she saw him leaving the next morning.
Oh, I see. Okay, so why did he spend the night at your apartment? Maybe he missed you. Maybe he missed you so much he wanted to sleep in your bed so he could smell your hair on his pillow.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that, though.
Okay. Maybe his place is being fumigated or something.
Okay, then why wouldn't he just tell me that straight out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think your roommates know more than they're telling you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's kind of what it seems like, you know? It's like, the way they said it, it just feels like something's going on, but nobody wants to talk about it with me.
I wonder if we texted both your roommates individually and, like, we pretended to be Aiden. I wonder what they would say. Like, if we texted each of them and was like, hey, this is Aiden. Does Emily know I was over at the apartment this weekend? I wonder what the responses would be.
Emily, what are your roommates' names?
Michaela and Ashley.
Michaela and Ashley. Why don't we do that? Why don't we start, okay, by texting each of them and just, we'll say, hey, it's Aiden. Does Emily know I was over at the apartment this weekend? Let's see what each one writes back. So, Emily, hang on for a second. We're going to text them during the break, and then we'll read their responses, and we'll decide where we're going to go next when we come back. Okay, so we texted both of the roommates, and let's read the message that we sent first. What was the message we sent to both Michaela and Ashley?
Okay, so it said, hey, this is Aiden. Does Emily know that I was over at the apartment this past weekend?
Okay, so read the first response, not the good one. Read the short one.
So Michaela wrote, not that I know of. And put the whole I don't know emoji after.
Okay. Now here is where things start getting good. Listen to what the other roommate, Ashley, wrote.
So Ashley wrote, I told you guys I'm staying completely out of it. You're adults, figure it out.
So, Emily, it sounds like something interesting is going on here, but it doesn't involve Ashley at all. So let's do this. Send Michaela a text back real quick. Tell her, I'm calling you, please pick up. And then I'll text homeboy Aiden at his number and be like, hey, it's Michaela. I need to talk to you. I'm about to call you. While we're doing that, we're going to play a super short song here. And when we come back, we're going to do a three-way call to both of them.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing. Just about to go drop off my car for the state inspection.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get mine done, too. I think mine's, like, 2 months late.
Yeah, I let mine go, but my freaking apartment people will definitely tow my car if it's not up to date.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, it happened to one of the guys in my building. So what's going on?
Well, you tell me. Does Emily know something?
Does Emily know something about what?
About us?
I mean, I don't think so, unless you think Ashley said something to her.
I already talked to Ashley. She said she hasn't said anything, so I don't think it's her.
Okay, well, I guess she doesn't know anything then.
Well, then why did you text me and ask me about her then?
When did I text you?
Just now? You just texted me and was like, I need to talk to you right away.
No, you just texted me that.
No, I didn't.
Actually, you guys, that was us who texted you.
Who the hell is this?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. In fact, we have Emily on with us. She's been listening the entire time. Emily, did you want to say anything?
Oh my God.
Well, first I'd like to hear an explanation. What the hell is going on?
I mean, that's what I would like to know. There's, like, nothing going on.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Okay, you know what? You're not going to say anything, but then I will, okay? Emily, I'm really, really sorry, but Aiden and I have been hooking up behind your back, okay?
We have not been hooking up. We've just been getting to know each other. That's all.
Yeah, but also hooking up. And he's too scared to say anything, but he wants to break up with you. And we want to see where things go with us. And I'm really, really sorry about all of this. And I totally understand if you want me to move out, but
wait,
the situation is what it is.
Hold on. Like, what? I'm sorry. I'm completely in shock right now. How long has this been happening?
I mean, it started when he helped me move in, but we started hooking up after your birthday party. You remember that night we got drunk and passed out in your bed?
Yeah, my birthday?
Yeah, that was the first night we hooked up.
And neither one of you had the f***ing decency to tell me about it?
I mean, I honestly thought that it was only going to be a one-time thing.
Yeah, we both did, actually.
And then it just sort of turned into more than once.
Okay, wait. So, it was supposed to be a one-night thing. You guys have been screwing each other behind my back. Okay. So here's the deal. I'm going to stay at my parents' house for a week. Michaela, I'd appreciate it if you found a new place to live and tell Ashley to let me know when you're leaving.
Hey, can I just explain something real quick?
No. You can shut up and hang up. I don't ever want to hear from you again. You don't call me. You don't text me. You don't try to explain anything to me. Okay? You are a horrible freaking excuse for a boyfriend, like, who can't even keep his in his pants. Which is really surprising by far, the smallest I've ever seen in my 23 years on this planet. So you two can have fun with each other. You really do deserve each other.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.